他是讲英文的，他是，我来介绍啊，let me introduce her, Marisa, she's from IHOP Eastern Gate. Marisa, 她是那个在 International House of Prayer，就是万国祷告殿在 New Jersey，它叫 Eastern Gate 那里一个地方他们每一天都是按着班次在敬拜、在赞美、在祷告，在那里服侍神。我请他来分享，从一个万国祷告殿这样的一个宣教士，是祷告宣教士，是用祷告来参与神的事工，所以是在宣教。所以我们现在把时间交给他，然后我来帮他翻译。We welcome Marisa to share what she's doing in IHOP Eastern Gates. Now your turn.
Hi everyone, shalom.
大家好，平安。
God bless you.
祝福大家。
My name is Marisa.
我的名字叫。
I'm living in New Jersey.
Marisa, 她住在纽泽西，新泽西。
And I am serving at International House of Prayer Eastern Gate.
她在东门，万国祷告殿，在新泽西。
Has been 10 years the Lord brought me to this house of prayer.
神带他到这个万国祷告殿来服事。
Before I was serving in different other ministries as a pastor, youth pastor, and the Lord called me to that place.
他是做年轻人的牧师，但是神就呼召了他在十年前来到这个万国祷告殿，在这里每天在服事神，敬拜赞美。
I am full time for that period of time, and I am an intercessory missionary.
他是一个祷告宣教士。
And after many years in the place of prayer, the Lord awake my heart for the Muslim people.
在他的好几年的祷告，神就把对穆斯林的一个祷告放在他心里面的负担。
He did that through dreams and visions and releasing compassion in my heart to intercede for this.
他看到透过神迹奇事，在这个穆斯林当中做了这么奇妙的事情，所以也让 Marisa 能够知道如何为这些穆斯林负担祷告就越来越强烈。
And about in the end of 2018, the Lord begin to put the love for the Chinese people, and I did understand well at the point.
在2018年的年底，神就兴起了很多华人来到万国祷告殿。那他那时候也不知道这到底是什么，怎么回事。
And I begin to connect with the local Chinese family we have in our base.
所以他们就在万国祷告殿的这个基地里面，就跟了很多华人的祷告室、宣教祷告室一起连接。
And this love grow, and I was knowing the culture, knowing the people, and from that group, I connect with Fred Wang.
就在这个跟华人的社区连接的时候，他就有很多的学习，不同的文化不同的领域，那是要跟他们一起同心来祷告。就在这样的一个连接当中，他就认识了我。
So in the 2019, we have couple meetings and sharing and talking, and I heard Fred vision, and the Lord just match what he was ministering to me.
所以在2019年，我跟 Marisa 有很多不同的机会一起祷告，一起寻求。那他就看到我们机构的意向跟 Marisa 的意向是不吻完全吻合的，是处在神的心意当中。
And hearing Fred's vision and heart, the Lord just confirmed to me.There was a divine connection to me to get into the Silk Road back to Jerusalem organization.
所以通过这些不同的我们之间的聚会啊，然后我们的连接交流啊，再次确认也是在丝绸之路要把福音传回耶路撒冷整个意向一个连接，也让他能够再次在神的面前确认，这也是他们整个机构的意向。
So, one year prayers I came to IHOP Eastern Gate, the Lord was ministering to me about house of prayer.
在Marisa 来到万国祷告殿之前一年，那神就给他慢慢看到这个祷告殿的一个重要性。
So, from that, when I came, the Lord make it so clear to my heart to be a house of prayer.
所以在那个之后，神就越来越很清楚的来向他启示，向他显明什么样是一个万国祷告殿。
And through all those years, I'm being trained by the Holy Spirit with the help of the Word of the Lord, how to pray, how to sing, how to intercede according to the Scripture and the heart of the Father.
所以在过去这几年这样的一个培训下来，越这按着圣灵的带领，让他越来越知道怎么用神的话语，然后透过代祷，透过这样圣经的经文，拿来为这些各国家，为这些百姓来祝福，让他越来在这个水流当中了解神的心意。
And when I met with Fred in 2019, I started doing trips, missions trip with him and teams from the Chinese group.
所以他跟我连接之后，他就参与了我们一些到这些海外的宣教工厂的走导，也慢慢跟我们认识团队的人，然后跟我们在宣教工厂的宣教士也跟他们连接起来，知道更如何为他们来祷告。
This was amazing and wonderful to meet all those people I met in different nations from Silk Road.
通过这样的一个几次的旅程，他觉得很不可思议的看到，神在丝绸之路上这个不同的点、不同的国家、不同的城市，有不同的这样的华人在那里让他很惊讶。
And was amazing to see the same heart, the same desire of prayer to be raised up in their regions.And worship, and is the same spirit the Lord is moving everywhere. I could contemplate with every group I went.
在这样的一个旅程当中，让他看到神竟然这兴起了这么多不同的华人，也在这么多不同的国家、不同的城市，有一样心思，有一样的意念，有一样也渴慕，就是单单用敬拜、用赞美、用祷告来到神的面前来寻求神，让神的荣耀能够透过他们在那些黑暗的角落能够彰显出来。
And every place I heard the same testimony of the Holy Spirit moving them to that place of prayer, to establish prayer as an incense in that city or in that region or in that nation. And I understood with clarity, it's not about one house of prayer, it's about the Holy Spirit moving on the earth, calling the body of Christ to the place of prayer and intimacy.
所以让我越来越听到这些不同的见证来来见证圣灵怎么去引导感动然后用祷告成为一个馨香的祭，在万国万民当中，所以让他再次看到一个很清楚的一个意象，不是只是一个祷告殿的建造，而是按着圣灵的感动要全地都要来敬拜他，要来赞美他，都要一起来连接，按着不同的班次、不同的方式来献上祷告的祭坛。
So, this was a great confirmation of what was the Lord was ministering and moving our hearts to pray for the nations, for the church, for the expand of the prayer movement among the bride of Christ.
所以这个, 就像, 神在兴起, 心腹在万国万民当中, 要兴起这些, 很愿意的, 愿意在祷告当中, 献上自己为祭的, 然后能够为万国, 为万民, 为神的教会, 为神的心意, 能够在这个当中来显明, 越来越看到神的, 大能的手。
And all my brothers and sisters out there where I visit different nations are an inspiration for me to keep in the place of prayer and worship with the word of the Lord interceding for them specifically and for those nations specifically as well.
所以, 跟他们接触之后也给我一个很大的启发跟灵感, 让我知道如何, 与他们一起来敬拜, 一起来赞美, 一起来祷告, 让我祷告, 更加的丰富, 知道如何为这些代祷者来祷告, 知道为他们的城市, 为他们的国家, 为他们每一个城市的那里所摆上所努力的一个光景来祷告。
Yeah, I felt in my heart to share with you all, my brothers and sisters, why behind of what we do with prayer, worship, and the word of the Lord.
所以这个也让我更清楚地知道, 为什么我们要来的, 神的面前, 这个后面的这个原理, 为什么我们要用神的话语来, 祷告, 来, 代求。
I don't know if my time is gone or I have a few minutes still.
You have a 5-10 minutes to go.
Okay. So then I'm gonna share with you what the Lord has like bring conviction to our hearts in this movement of prayer.
所以在这样一个祷告的运动当中, 我要再次来见证, 神给我这样的信念, 让我, 一生所要做的都跟这个祷告的运动是有关的。
Okay, the reason we are in the place of prayer, worship with the word of the Lord, is first of all because Jesus is coming soon.
第一个是耶稣基督要来了, 再来的日子是越来越近, 所以我们更要用 耶稣, 用神的话语, 来做我们祷告的一个经文的根据。
And we have the sermon of Jesus in Matthew 24.
在, 马太福音, 24章那里的, 耶稣的教导。
When he described the signs of the end, and we can see the signs is visible today, all what Jesus described. We can see it.
在马太福音24章, 耶稣在谈到末世的一个光景, 又看到我们现在所面对的这样, 环境, 这样的灾难, 让我们再确定耶稣基督再来的日子是越来越近。
So, this is the first why behind what we do.
所以第一个为什么我们要用全时间24小时都在那里敬拜、赞美、祷献上祷告为祭。
The second reality is the hearts of men in the last days according to 1 Timothy chapter 3 describing the states of the hearts of men in these last days.
第二个原因是因为人的心, 在提摩太前书第3章那里所描述的, 我们到底是什么样的心态, 什么样的光景, 也是一个很重要的在这个末世的当中。
So that is a great description of the heart, like desensitized, selfish, and all many others realities. And we are living in these days.
在那里又描述了我们现在所处的一个社会这个光景，人生人就是自己要为自己着想，自私的心态，充斥着这现在的社会。
So the third reason is what Jesus said in Matthew 25 in the parable of the 10 virgins.
第三点，为什么我们要花时间在讲敬拜、赞美、祷告，就是在马太福音25章那里所讲的比喻，十个童女的比喻，也是我们为什么要每天警醒的来祷告。
There is a prophetic reality of the days we are living, when the bride needs to be like the five wise virgins.
在这个比喻当中，有预言到耶稣再来的时候，有五个是聪明的童女。
In the time when we are waiting for the second coming of Jesus, we need to buy oil of intimacy to know him.
末世的时候，我们也要像五个聪明的童女一样，我们的灯是有油的，是有圣灵来引导、来带领我们的。
The parable says the ten virgins, they nodding their heads and fall asleep.
在这个十童女的比喻里面，他们都在那里等候的是。希望主再来。
But at the midnight, there was a shout. Behold, the bridegroom. Go and meet with him.
在半夜的时候，什么时候也不知道，但是突然就有打灯的大声的喊叫说，主再来新郎已经来了。
And then the ten awake up.And began to prepare their lamps for the meeting with the bridegroom.
所以这十个童女就赶快起来，预备好，拿着灯准备来，朝见新郎官。
But only five has enough oil of intimacy to be able to get in when the bridegroom came.
但是这十个童女，只有五个有足够的油，可以让他们跟因着圣灵，跟神之间的亲密的关系，能够帮助他们来到神的面前，领受那上好的。
And we believe in these last days there is a calling of the Holy Spirit for the end time bride.To buy oil of intimacy with Jesus.
所以我们深深的相信，在这个末世当中，神要呼召一堆像在这个里面所描述的十个童里面的五个聪明的童女，是有圣灵的油在每个心里面，是在那里努力的等候主的再来。
And the way of get it is through prayer.Worship and with the word.
能够透过这样有油在灯里面呢，就是要透过祷告，透过敬拜，透过用圣经的经文来导读。
And the last thing we believe it's what is in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, Lord Jesus, come.
最后一个他们为什么要这样日以继夜在万国祷告殿也是第四点，就是在启示录第22章17节那里所描述的，主啊，愿你来。
We truly believe in these last days, there will be a great awakening and a great pour out of the Spirit before the coming of Jesus. and a great harvest of souls.
我们深深的相信在这个末世会有很极大的苏醒，极大的属灵的复兴，也是极大的丰收等着我们。
Before Jesus coming to establish the millennium and then the new Jerusalem, new earth, new heavens will be a great movement of the Holy Spirit and the great harvest of souls.
我们深深地相信这个属灵的大复兴，这个丰收的大运动啊，会跟着耶稣基督带千禧年进来，然后让整个所有全世新天新地都要降临，所有世界都要被更新。
And we believe will be a great unity between the bride saying, Come, Lord Jesus, and the Spirit saying, Come, Lord Jesus.
所以我们深深的相信会有很大的合一，也会很大的这个心腹就在那里说，主啊，我们愿你来，我们等候你。
So this is the what behind what, why behind what we do.
这就是所有这些我们为什么现在在做的这些日以继月在祷告殿里面在服侍神的四个主要的原因。
I just share briefly about this. There is much more to say, but not now.Because of our time.
因为时间的关系还有更多的原因，但是我就用这四点跟大家暂时分享。
So, Fred asked if I want to put a prayer request. So, we usually pray most of the time for the Church of Christ spread out.Accordingly, when the Holy Spirit moves our hearts to pray specifically for a nation or a group or a region. So, but in that, I'm grateful to connect with you all and be part of this group of prayer.
我有问 Marisa 在分享之后有什么代祷事项，那她就是想说他们平常就是为神的教会在世上的教会来祷告，所以他们就为万国万民，为每一个不同的国家，不同的光景，不同的族裔来祷告。
Fred, this prayer request would be personal or in general?
In general, personal or in general, yeah, either one.
Okay, so in general, to continue to pray for the body of Christ.
So,
this is my prayer request for us.
第一个代祷事项就是为基督的身体，为教会的每一个肢体、每一部分、每一个族群、每一个国家来祷告。
For the spirit of wisdom revelation to come upon the hearts of every believer.
所以神的智慧神的启示能够让每一个重生得救了能够更多的来认识耶稣基督。
Yeah, and personally, I would like to ask for strength for my physical health and for wisdom to continue to following Jesus step by step.
如果是个人的代祷事项，求神赐给我力量，让我的身体强壮，让我有智慧，让我知道如何来跟随耶稣，一步一步的走耶稣要走的道路。
So, what should I do? A pray for the group or how
are you done with the prayer request? You finished the sharing now?Okay, I would suggest encourage the congregation, every one of us, to pray for you about 2 minutes based on the prayer requests. And after that, you can lead us, according to the Holy Spirit, to pray for everyone here. So we can hear the voice of God and we will know how to pray better. Like, just like I have Eastern Gate, you know. We want to be have that anointing from that as well.
Amen.
Okay. So, 弟兄姐妹，我们可以的话，我们把麦克风打开。我们现在一起开口同声，为 Marisa 她所提的，为万国万民来祷告，为她个人的力量，她需要神给她的强壮的身体，她需要求神的智慧。然后她之后我们祷告两分钟以后 ，Marisa 会为我们来祝福，有那个亚拿的恩膏，有万国祷告殿里面代表者的恩膏也分赐在我们这里的每一个弟兄姐妹。他是一个代表者，很有恩膏的一个代表者，所以他为我们祷告。那我们现在一起开口同声，我们先来祝福他，那他就会来祝福我们，一起来